So last week on the show, we heard from a family who were going to honour the memory of their grandmother by raising money for a charity that helped support her during her later years. Twins Dylan and Devon, who are 15, were joined by their nine-year-old brother, Kush, to cycle 100 miles. That's the distance between where they live in Watford to Leicester, where their dear nanny, Chandrabala Nandi, lived. So how did that challenge go? Let's catch up with them now. Chandrabala's daughter, Prashanti Borkatria, is there with us now. And you are there, Prashanti, with all the family, yeah, which is great to see. Thanks for coming on. How did it all go?
Oh, it absolutely went really, really well. The boys set themselves a target of cycling the 100 miles over 3 days, and they actually smashed it in 2 days. So it was absolutely fantastic. And they worked their little hearts out. So really, really proud, Mum. Really proud, Mum.
For you, I mean, it must have been an emotional day, not only to see your lads doing this, but the reason why they were doing it. How was it for you?
It was really overwhelming just to see how the Watford community had pulled together and just to support this really good cause as well. I had all the neighbours out giving us support and everything and cheering them on, and the love and the support is from the community. It's been unbelievable. Honestly, it really has.
So cycling all that way in 2 days. Dylan, I'll ask you first. How were the legs?
They were tired out at the end.
Devon, how about you?
Yeah, my legs were hurting quite a lot afterwards. It's a hard cycle ride.
I feel like, I mean, obviously you were there as a pair and you were doing it together and, you know, brotherly love, but I know what brothers are like. They're competitive. Which one do we reckon, you know, was the more keen cyclist? Was the one ahead of the other one?
Dylan was ahead of me most of the time for the cycle.
How
during the practice, it's been the other way around, so...
Yeah. To do that anyway is a tough old challenge. But Dylan, how did it feel for you, you know, the reasons why you were doing it for your dear nanny?
When I was cycling, I met a 91-year-old woman along the way.
Wow.
Yeah, and she was cycling, so near to the end, that really gave me some motivation to keep on going and finishing up the 100 miles.
Prashanti, you must be so proud of them.
I really am. I honestly, words can't express how proud I am of them. Just to cycle that distance in 2 days is unbelievable. It really is. And for the reason why they cycled with their grandma, they were really close with her. She has 13 grandchildren, and my mum, she loved each and every one of them dearly, and she's left a big hole in our family.
I mean, it's almost tough to respond because listening to you, you can tell, you know, from your voice just how much she meant to you and obviously how much this means to you. And as well as the challenge, you held a fundraising event on the Sunday, didn't you? How did that go?
Oh, that went really well. So on the fundraiser in itself, we raised over £1,400 on the day. And, you know, like I said, the whole community just came together, and all my family, my siblings, my sisters, my brother, my sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, we all kind of rallied together. We had Indian savory snacks, we had sweets, we had cakes, drinks, everything on sale. And yeah, it was just such a fun day. And then for the sun to be shining, and oh, it was absolutely fabulous. Everyone has such a brilliant time. And you know, even the neighbours are coming up and saying, oh, the food was delicious and we've never had anything like this on our street before. And yeah, it was just amazing.
You've done it in honour of Vista. Just tell us about why them and the work they do.
Yeah, so Vista, it's a charity who helps the blind and the partially sighted. So my mum, she lost her vision in one eye and she was partially sighted in the other. She had many problems with her health. She also was diagnosed with myeloma, which is a form of blood cancer as well. And VISTA was one of the charities that actually helped her with the special aids and alarm clocks around the house and just small little things, but it made a big difference to her day-to-day life. So really, I just want to give a big thank you to Paul Taylor and all the volunteers at VISTA, because they are doing such a smashing job out there, volunteering, helping the people of the Leicester community. They are the true heroes. Yes, we raised a small amount of money, but the people at VISTA, all of the volunteers, they're the ones who are doing it on a day-to-day basis. So honestly, it's a big shout out to everyone at VISTA. Continue the hard work, continue the fantastic job you guys are doing, because you guys are absolutely amazing. And if we can just raise some kind of money just to help a difference in somebody's life, we're going to be so happy, you know.
And have you got any more plans to fundraise further?
Not at this stage, no. But we've raised a total of £4,225 for VISTA. And we want to keep smashing that target. We want to get up to that 5,000. If we can, we want to get up to that 10,000 target Dylan has set himself. So please, everybody out there, Leicester community, dig deep. We've got a fundraising page, justgiving.com/fundraising-dildevcoup. Just dig deep, and it's going to help your Leicester community so much.
Well, congratulations, Dylan Devon Cush. And Prashandi, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.